Picture a room full of people talking, yet no one truly listening. Thousands of words exchanged, but nothing meaningful said. This is the paradox of modern communication. We've never been more connected technologically, yet we've rarely felt more disconnected personally. Every day, roughly 35,000 messages compete for our attention while we speak about 16,000 words ourselves. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Most of these words evaporate into thin air, leaving no lasting impression. The difference between those who merely speak and those who genuinely influence lies not in vocabulary or volume, but in something far more elusive, the ability to connect. This isn't about charisma or natural talent. It's a learnable skill that transforms forgettable interactions into moments of genuine impact. Yet most people never discover it. Ever sat through a presentation by someone undeniably brilliant who somehow managed to put the entire room to sleep? Intelligence doesn't guarantee influence. Technical expertise doesn't automatically translate to leadership. According to Harvard Business Review, the number one criterion for professional advancement isn't IQ or specialized knowledge. It's the ability to communicate effectively. But effective communication means something radically different from what most people assume. It's not about articulating complex ideas with precision or demonstrating your expertise. It's about establishing genuine connection. Ronald Reagan, often called the great communicator, didn't win hearts with policy details. He focused on people, making them feel seen and understood. Meanwhile, Jimmy Carter's fact-heavy approach, despite being intellectually rigorous, left audiences cold and disconnected. The pattern repeats across every field. Teachers who connect inspire lifelong learning. Those who merely lecture watch students tune out. Business professionals who connect transform leads into loyal advocates. Those who only transact watch customers disappear. You might possess nuclear power plant levels of potential, but without connection, you're simply not plugged into the grid. Your brilliance remains trapped, unable to light up anything beyond yourself. A luxury Machu Picchu tour became unbearable when guide Carlos made everything about his prepared speech rather than the people he was guiding. He bombarded the group with facts, treating questions as interruptions and photo opportunities as inconveniences. This self-centered approach kills connection. The fundamental truth? Connection is never about you. It's about the person you're communicating with. Yet forces trap us in self-focus, immaturity, ego, failure to value everyone equally, and insecurity that makes us desperate to impress rather than serve. When you interact with anyone, they're instinctively asking, "Do you care about me? Can you help me? Can I trust you?" Answer these authentically, and connection flows naturally. As one executive noted, "We're not in the coffee business serving people. We're in the people business serving coffee." That distinction makes all the difference. Research reveals only 7% of your message comes from words. Your tone carries 38%, while body language, facial expressions, and energy account for 55%. This explains why emails create misunderstandings, and identical words land differently based on delivery. Effective connection requires three dimensions: thought, something you know, emotion, something you feel, and action, something you do. Remove any element, and your communication becomes hollow. Master four levels simultaneously. Visual connection matters because we remember 85 to 90% of what we see, but under 15% of what we hear. Intellectual connection requires knowing your subject and yourself deeply. Emotional connection wins hearts before minds. People only hear you when moving toward you emotionally. Verbal connection harnesses tone, inflection, timing, and pacing to reinforce your message. As Ralph Waldo Emerson observed, "What you are speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you say." Your presence communicates more powerfully than your presentation. When speaking at a church's 25th anniversary, reconnecting required searching for mementos, remembering names, scheduling gatherings, arriving early, staying late, and sharing mistakes. Exhausting? Absolutely. Worth it? Without question. Connection demands strategic energy investment through 5 approaches: taking initiative, lighting the candle, preparing with clarity, knowing yourself, your audience, and material, exercising patience, moving at their pace, practicing selflessness, giving rather than taking, and maintaining stamina, managing energy leaks while recharging. No audience arrives to energize you. They come to receive. Your energy springs from confidence through preparation, passion from conviction, and positivity from genuinely believing in people. True understanding reveals itself through simplicity, not complexity. Einstein said, "If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it enough." Making complex ideas simple requires tremendous skill. Pascal apologized for a long letter because he lacked the time to make it short. Keep communication simple by asking, "What do I want them to know? What do I want them to do?" Then repeat it. People need multiple exposures. Say it clearly, which requires understanding it clearly yourself. Say less. Concise communication creates greater impact. Churchill understood, "All the great things are simple, and the short words are the best." Test important messages with individuals first, then small groups, before larger audiences. Complexity might impress a few, but simplicity connects with everyone. Poor communicators are boring. Great ones take responsibility for their listeners, understanding there are no bad audiences, only ineffective speakers. They translate messages into the listener's world, recognizing that people remember what they think is important, not what you do. With everyone ready to mentally click away, capturing attention is crucial. Effective communicators activate audiences through questions, movement, and interaction. They leverage visual elements because most people learn through sight. Most powerfully, they tell stories. Our brains are wired for narrative, not abstract ideas. Stories bypass intellectual defenses and speak directly to the heart. The last truly engaging conversation you experienced probably wasn't filled with bullet points. It likely involved a compelling story that made you feel something, see something, and want to do something. Become the kind of communicator you'd enjoy listening to. In relationships, communication initially matters most, but after 6 months, credibility becomes paramount. The uncomfortable truth? You are the message you communicate. No performer can maintain a facade forever. Eventually, who you really are shows through. To connect authentically, become the kind of person you'd want to connect with. Build credibility through self-awareness, taking responsibility for wrongs, honoring commitments, leading by example, admitting weaknesses, being vulnerable, following the golden rule, and delivering results before messages. As one CEO noted, credibility is built a nickel and penny at a time through consistent alignment between words and actions. When people see this daily alignment, they trust you, have confidence in you, and connect with you. Moses offers powerful encouragement. Despite initially poor communication and weak leadership, he became one of history's greatest leaders. Whatever talent you possess becomes more effective when you connect with people. Connection is more skill than natural talent, meaning you can start improving today. Embrace these principles, apply these practices, and watch your ability to influence, inspire, and impact others transform. One genuine connection at a time.